Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Donovan has taken a step back so that other guys can step forward. And I think that takes maturity. I think that takes a winning attitude. And I think it takes a level of selflessness that you need from your leader. He knows the importance of Darius Garland. He knows the importance of Evan Mobley. And he's trying to elevate those guys. He's trying to empower those guys. And sometimes that means take a step back from a usage standpoint. Sometimes that means take a step back from a shot standpoint. Sometimes that means focusing more on defense or rebounding or getting other teammates involved by passing the ball. It doesn't mean that he's not capable of scoring 30. He can, but he understands for him to win at the highest level, he needs to empower his teammates. He needs to elevate his teammates. He needs other guys to help him get to the conference finals, the NBA finals. He has taken on a different role within this offense so that the team can be better for it.
Of all the things we've talked about with this 13-0 Cavs team, maybe another cup date coming. You never know with us, but we are cuppers and streakers here. We got to talk about the NBA Cup. We've seen the initial floor for this Cavs-Bulls game. It's very red. See, there's a picture out there, a glimpse of a player. Very red.
Do we like the red?
Don't know, because I'm not getting a full swath of the court. I'm just getting kind of like a section of it.
Okay.
It's a lot of red. That's all I'm going to say. A
lot of red.
A lot of red. But of all the things we've talked about this team is they're on the cusp of going 14-0 tonight. The one thing we haven't really talked about is how Donovan's points are down. And it's obvious why. It is because the new offense is sharing the rock just kind of naturally in a way they weren't when this was a Donovan-centric offense or a Donovan and Darius, you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, offense. I mean, and his minutes are the lowest they've ever been as well. So he's not on the court as much. And there's a lot there. I thought it was really interesting that he's, in recent days, hammered home what he talked about a lot in the preseason. That he's 28 years old, which is closer to 34 than 22 was his math there, which doesn't really math, but and I understood what he was getting at. And then he talked about his emphasis of Pilates. Remember when, like, Tua all of a sudden took, like, what was it? Was it Taekwondo or was it Jiu-Jitsu? It was Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes.
Tua started taking Jiu-Jitsu to learn how to slide. Donovan's taking Pilates now, like, and he's taking care of himself a little bit better. But in that, I think he's had that, like, aha moment that at 28, if he wants to play when he's 34 or 35, don't go so hard in the paint. Like, don't just constantly be paying 40 minutes a night to go ahead and win the game. Like, you can rely on other people. And the beautiful thing about this early stretch, Nick, is that he's relied on the other pieces of this team, and they haven't let him down. They've been able to actually win games. And so he knows he doesn't have to be Atticus and put the world on his shoulders.
Well, I will say with that, I got to say, I think the Donovan stuff, specific to what you're saying, I also think he understands it's going to help him in the playoffs.
Like, for sure.
What was that? What was the game? It was the Houston game last December that apparently almost got J.B. Bickerstaff fired or not, where he played a ridiculous amount of minutes and, to my recollection, they did win the game, but the point was, why are you playing this guy 40-plus minutes in a meaningless regular season game against Houston that doesn't even count for the conference? So I think some of this is leadership. I also think it's just Donovan realizing, man, I'm only going to have so many more swings of the postseason.
That's what this is.
I'd like to go ahead and be healthy in the postseason so I can show people on a bigger level, because it's almost like, because I'm not dropping 30 a game in the postseason – which, by the way, he wasn't too far off that until this year. just because I'm not doing that and not doing it in the Eastern Conference Finals, people aren't giving me that kind of credit as a basketball player.
It tells me it's sustainable, though.
Yeah.
You know, like yep. If he was making this move because Atkinson was like, hey, listen, buddy, we like you. You're the number one on this team. But, you know, we need to be careful about your minutes. And meanwhile, it was like, I don't know. Did you ever watch the Netflix NBA show where they followed like the five different players and LeBron was one of them? Did you ever watch that show?
No.
It was decent. It wasn't bad. But one of the highlights out of it was the idea that LeBron at 39 years old was yelling at the staff because they were controlling his minutes. And he was mad about it. He's like, no, I want to be in this game right now. Don't tell me I can't be in this game right now. I feel like with Donovan, this being his call, at least it appears to be his call, and knowing that it's going to help him out in the long term, that's how these things last. You're not going to see in game 47 Donovan turn around and be like, no, I'm going to be out on that court for 45 minutes. This feels sustainable, and that's good.
So as we inch closer to the Bulls and Cavs game here in Cleveland, it's a cup game, guys. Get ready for that cup, y'all.
Y'all?
I tried it. All right. I haven't lived in the South for almost 3 years. Apparently, my yawling powers have gone away.
Did you adopt the yawl when you lived in the South? Because I definitely did.
I did, and I pulled it off. I really do, because I have a deeper voice. I could just, and you probably did as well. I know you do, but I mean, this is probably why you can pull it off. If you know the cadence of y'all, you'll be fine. Right? Because you can use it as like an exclamation point. Like,
I was such a fraudulent Southerner, though, because I'm such a Midwest person. I could never was able to convince anybody. Something about me just screamed Midwesterner.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Midwest and South have a lot more in common than Midwest and East or South and East.
Yes, but I'm aggressively Midwest.
Show your work. What does that mean?
That's just me. Me as a human. I'm aggressively Midwest.
Like, do you say ope a lot? Like, what are your trademarks of... Because you're much more abrasive than most of us Midwesterners.
Oh, you think I'm more like East Coast?
I think you got a little East Coast to your game, yeah.
I do. Hold on. I think I could seamlessly fit in on the East Coast. Yeah. I think I could.
Seamless is an interesting word, but I think you could fit in.
I did not fit in the South.
Yeah. I kind of did.
When I wore cowboy boots, people were like, we know that's not what you ever do in life.
Yeah.
we know that's not you.
Depending on, like, I couldn't pull off, like, the extravagant cowboy boots that y'all Easterners would wear.
Yeah.
But I could do, like real bleep kickers. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I own cowboy boots, but I still own real bleep kickers.
We're both not West Coast people, that's for sure.
No. No.
Although, like Silicon Valley? Like those type of
gummies,
like the tech
and
guys?
I get super spacey. So while we're getting you closer and closer and closer, we're 2 hours away from the Cavs and Bulls, you had brought up something that you ended up asking Fedor, and it was David Aldridge's take. It's a new criticism.
It's a new one. So I'm going around the internet and I'm trying to see what's going around with the Cavs. And this article from David Aldridge just continues to pop up. And I've read so many different Cavs articles in the previous week or so, trying to figure out who's saying and what they're saying. And it all ends up being the same thing, Nick, right? Like it all comes back to the same, like, two talking points. David Aldridge is zigging when everyone else is zagging. He believes the Cavs aren't tough enough. We don't have what he believes is that every great NBA Finals team has had somebody that reminds you essentially of Draymond Green.
Okay.
Somebody that is just a nuisance. Somebody that is, and he even brings up the Cavs, LeBron teams, and is like, J.R. Smith or Amon Shumpert, either one, take your pick. Those are the guys that were nuisances. Those were the guys that were...
J.R. was a nuisance to himself and sometimes his team. He wasn't a nuisance to other guys.
Basically, bleep holes.
How did he miss Dele? Dele was the biggest bleep hole on this team. He was our bleep hole, though. I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, Dele was more galvanizing than he was anything else. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, every team he believes has one of those, and he believes the Cavs are short of that. And I thought that was interesting new criticism.
So I want to get
They're
into that.
Too nice.
But when Fedor was on with us, he actually, when you asked him about that, he had a response and then went into the David Aldridge piece of this.
I don't. I think there was a reputation that the Cavs had to shake. I do. I think coming into this year, they weren't viewed as bullies. They were viewed as a team that we could physically overmatch. They were viewed as a team that wasn't the toughest team, that we could get under the skin of and things like that. So I do think coming into this year, they did have that type of reputation from other people around the league. But I never bought into that fully. And I think they have enough tough guys. I think they have enough competitive guys. I think they have enough tough-minded mentally guys. And I just don't fully buy into that. And I think part of what you have to do as an NBA player is you have to be true to yourself. Evan Mobley's not going to be Kevin Garnett in terms of his passion and his fire. That's just not who he is. But it still doesn't mean that he can't be an elite player or one of the best players in the NBA. So I think at this point, when you're 13-0, people are going to look for different things to criticize and different things that are going to prevent you from reaching your goals or something like that. If the Cavs don't win a championship, I don't think near the top of my list is going to be they're too nice of guys or something like that.
Now, he did also say that David Aldridge was going around the Cavs locker room asking him who's like the biggest bleep hole on the team.
Which is funny because they gave answers and he clearly just rejects their answers.
Yes. Well, because he knew they were tooling him. That's what it was. He knew that they were like messing with him when they said Max Struce.
Okay, so they picked up that David Aldridge was in town for one reason and one reason only to write this piece right here, and we're gonna make a joke of it.
I think that's exactly what they did.
In turn, though, them laughing and having a good time about it kind of preaches exactly to what he's getting at.
Well, that's kind of like what Fedor's saying. Like, Fedor's like, no, I don't think it's a problem that they're too nice. And then he says, but you have to be true to yourself. Because so if you're not an a-hole, don't act like one?
I think so, right? Doesn't that always play miserably when you have people that try to be jerks that aren't really actually jerks?
Grant Williams. Like, that's the problem, is he's a fake tough guy. That's the reputation in the NBA, which is funny because the guy who started that was Draymond Green, who everybody thinks is a fake tough guy.
Let's unpack it a little bit. He goes, in the Steph Curry era, you had Draymond Green. He goes, with the Lakers days, although Kobe Bryant wore the villain cap, Ron Harper, Meta Sandiford Artest. I just go for Meta World Peace. You know,
did we add the middle part of that name?
I don't know the Sandiford Artest thing, but let's not get distracted on that. He's like, the Spurs had Bruce Bowen or Steven Jackson or Danny Ferry around. Dennis Rodman was, of course, Dennis Rodman. And then he just goes through all these lists of teams. Like, do you feel like that is a prerequisite to being an NBA Finals champion, having one bleep hole?
Can I tell you something about that? I think the Cavs buy into it. Who did they sign last year at the buyout deadline? They signed Marcus Morris, who's one of those guys.
Who was such a bleep hole that he went on a podcast talking about how Jared Allen wasn't tough enough.
Yep. So, like, listen, I think this is a fair thing to keep in mind. Like, listen, I think we're talking about, like, I think you can be as nice as you want in the regular season. I think you saw this team get bullied to some degree against Orlando. And Orlando's not exactly like the 85 Bears. Like the, but you know,
you let the Wagner twins get under your skin, though.
You just don't let Germans push you around. I've said that for about 80 years now.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Like, especially weak Germans. You just push back harder. I say,
okay.
People know that about, this streaker.
Sure.
But no, man, I just think I think it's a real question. Cause I think if at any point you do break up the core four, like, one of the things you're going to look for is not just a 3-and-D player, a big wing. You're going to look for a little toughness, too.
All right, so where are we going to get this from? Because Jared Allen's out of the question. Jared Allen can't be tough.
Yeah.
That's just not in his DNA. It's never going to happen. Like, when he slams down a dunk with authority, and then he gets, like, all fired up, we're like, oh, somebody had to teach you to get fired up in that moment.
I think Jared Allen's more of a badass than Evan is. I think Evan is...
Jared Allen, when he was in New York, was dubbed the NBA's nerdiest player. There was a whole article, and the title of it was NBA's nerdiest player.
How long ago? Nerds can
that
be
was
badasses.
Brooklyn.
Nerds can be badasses. How dare you?
Myles Garrett's a nerd and is badass.
Yeah.
I'm open to the idea.
Yeah.
But are nerds typically... Are they typically the jerks that we need them to be?
I think Jared Allen was your bossiest ass player in that Orlando series. That's the irony about Marcus Morris saying what he said is I thought Jared played like a big in that series, and we had not seen him play that ferociously in the playoffs.
So Jared Allen's your selection here?
No, he's the closest thing.
He's not the selection I would have had.
Is he going to go Donovan?
No. Honestly, I was... Well... Instinctively, you think Donovan, right? Because you think that he's the best player and he's got to wear that.
He's from New York.
By the way, another thing that David Aldridge did that made me mad is he started off the thing talking about how all he wants is Juan Soto to be a Met in 2025. I saw your left eye twitch. It twitched.
What is this dude's deal?
I don't know.
Do we have to talk to David Aldridge about why he's punking on the Cavs? That's like kind of a low blow.
Is
he just mad that they kind of messed with him?
Can Evan Mobley get there?
No, because I don't think that's who he is. Like, I think if you're going to have, you need to draft or develop somebody. So, because again, I don't think it can be like an addition piece. Like, if it can't be a bench, it can't be Marcus Morris.
You see how we're running out of options here, though?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, this would have been a great offseason to bring in. And I'm going to use this name, this name 10 years ago, a Taj Gibson. 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, James Johnson. Like, those guys are out there every single offseason.
I can't Caris LeVert be this guy.
Why could he be?
Why? I don't know. I feel like he could definitely be that guy.
How? In which way?
I feel like he plays a little feisty. Or am I reaching? You see how hard this is?
Ooh.
You see how hard this is? Come up with the Cavs jerk.
Isaac Okoro. Ice.
See, I laughed the way you laughed. The way you laughed at Caris LeVert, I laughed at Isaac Okoro.
I think Isaac Okoro's style of play is more.
Unfortunately for Okoro, he's got the same thing I have, which is a little resting B face, and so he constantly looks like that.
He's like a gritty 3-and-D player.
He's
like
got
he's
the same
a little
undersized,
but not Caris LeVert, not Mr. Mid Range.
Man, maybe David Aldridge is right. Maybe we're too nice of a team.
Maybe too nice of a show. 216-474-0092. So this criticism from the national crowd, from David Aldridge, the Cavs are too nice. Do you think that's fair? We'll get that. And the way the Cavs might end up being judged this season on 92.3 The Fan. Dale Ryder coming up in 20 minutes. I'm the worst number one in show history because I gave JP the Sultan Vinny's to make a read.
You said go.
And I said go and then immediately cut open my mic.
And you saw me. Wait, we stopped it in time, but you saw as I had that big, like, I'm getting ready to speak in a large way.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Start your game day with the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show with me, Jonathan Peterwin, and Nick Wilson. It's the two of us. We're there live from Tap Sports Bar at MGM Northfield Park this Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. through kickoff at 1 o'clock. Win tickets to see the Browns take on the Steelers Thursday, November 21st. Must be 21 and over to win. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details on our website, 92.3thefan.com.
So we were dealing with the national criticism of the Cavs, are they too nice? And we were then trying to find out, like, who's the edgiest player, who's the bleep hole on the Cavs? And sweet young thing Jax Gregory texted us both and said George Nyang, and I was like, I mean, he's definitely the chippiest player. Kind of feel like if that's your like meanest player,
we got a problem. We don't have a Rodman.
Yeah. I mean, granted, do we want a Rodman?
It sounds like, according to David Aldridge, we need a Rodman.
Yeah, I mean, his reference for the Cavs in 15 and 16 was Amon Shumpert and J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Who just were not those kind of players. Like, if bleep happened, they would step up and they would, you know, go to... That's not the same thing as they would start to bleep.
Do we need an enforcer? Do you need somebody?
I love him.
Do you need somebody in there when things are getting a little testy? When the Wagner twins are going after you, do you need somebody to step in and say, "Yeah, you're not doing this to Evan Mobley"?
I'll be honest with you. I think it would help Because you don't have a big wing.
I mean, I thought you made a good point about Marcus Morris last year. Like, clearly the Cavs think that this is a thing too, right?
Yeah. Listen, do I think it's going to be the thing that costs you an NBA title? No. Do I think those guys, especially if they play on the wing or down low, those are the guys that you can kind of put in there and end the nonsense. And I do think, like, Darius and Donovan take a lot of dumb fouls, and those are the guys who can end that kind of stuff. And maybe people, you know, listen, maybe it's like by committee. Maybe it's George Niang, Tristan Thompson, and Isa Okoro all together. And they're like the goon squad, right?
So that's the argument that Tristan Thompson tried to make, was that collectively he feels like they are that team. Because collectively, it's not a one person that you can kind of signal and point to, but collectively he does feel like they all kind of have that edge.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that I agree with him.
I don't think a guard can be that guy, by the way. Real quick here, Dylan's going to weigh in. Dylan, welcome to the show. Dylan. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Dylan. No dice. Ain't over.
I mean, Matt, can you pat your chest so we know that it's your fault?
I literally just talked to the guy. I don't know what happened there. That's on Dylan.
Well, yeah,
that ain't on me.
But somebody needs to own that mistake, and you're the... People have said you're the George Niang of this show.
Yeah, I'd prefer if you did a hand up instead of a beating the chest thing. I feel like hand up is... We need to take multiple ways
to
take accountability.
Like it's class?
Yeah, like hand up. No, hand up. That's my bad. Hand up.
Okay, show me. Like
my bad.
That doesn't look like you're really owning anything.
No,
that looks like
I'm trying to wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you would not be the enforcer of this show. I'll tell you that right now.
It always sounds smoother when people are like, oh, hand up, my B.
By the way, can we all agree I'm the enforcer of the show? Because I'm the one always picking a fight.
Oh, you're also definitely the ones that in between the breaks will like tell people what they did wrong and what they did right. And I just sit there and I realize very early on in this that, Somebody's got to be
the nice
the
one.
The heavy. Somebody's the heavy and somebody isn't. I'm not the heavy in this duo.
I thought you said bad cop.
It's no, I mean, I don't know. Did you and Vanessa ever figure that out with the kids?
Yeah, and it's me.
It's
I have to be the heavy with the kids, and I hate it.
And no one wants to be the heavy. Like, the heavy's the bad. You don't want to be the heavy.
There are times where I really have to put boots to you know what's, and then I just go in my room like, I hate you.
Yeah, I realize I'm going to have to be the heavy, and I don't like
that. Yeah, Elisa's like Vanessa. They're the sweetest people in the world, just naturally kind people. Like, of and then so we, as the dodos, we've got to go in there and act like Tommy Toughnuts, and they buy it. I mean, my kids still buy it for some reason. It's the loud voice. And if I was like 5'7", a buck 50, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It just, not with my children. Hi, children.
Yeah, I'm the heavy at 5'3", and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
My kids don't care at all.
Yeah.
Not about a single thing that comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Which is...
I'm totally kidding.
That's why you're the heavy. You can say that comment. I can't say that comment.
I promise you, I meant that only as a joke. Daryl Ryder joins us next in a Football Friday. We're going streaking with Daryl as well on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.